joining us on our panel tonight, we have Niall Blaney, Fianna Fáil Senator on the Agricultural Panel, Verona Murphy, Independent TD for Wexford, and John Lee, Executive Editor of the Daily Mail Group in Ireland. And also joining us from our for BBC Radio Fáil is Padraig McLoughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal and Party Whip. We want to hear from you as well on all the topics from Joe Biden's visit to the mica crisis. So please do get in touch. You can text us on 51551, email us on latedebate@rte.ie or tweet at latedebate.rte. And still they argue. Angry Dáil exchanges again today as the government continues to defend its position on housing, and the opposition still asks, where will evicted tenants go with less than 48 hours until the lifting of the eviction ban? John Lee, more rancour again today. What happened?
Not much happened of constructive debate because one could almost have thought some of it was a time-wasting tactic by the government, I thought, watching it, because there wasn't much dealt with. I think when things get this rancorous and bad-tempered, it would indicate to me that the government is getting very frustrated over a story they had hoped would go away, hasn't gone away. They haven't got an answer to it. Their housing strategy has been a catastrophe in general. I think the eviction ban is something of the housing disaster in a microcosm. But now they have realised, as they try to respond to opposition accusations, that the battleship they have, that is housing, doesn't have a turning circle between now and the next general election. I can't see anything. Even if you look at the moment that the eviction ban was confirmed that it was going to be dropped, Fianna Fáil dropped 4 points in the polls, and I can't see them avoiding debate about housing for the next 2 years if it goes that far. I can't see them being able to respond with a particularly cogent answer to the opposition accusation. So the eviction ban will wear off, the row over that, but it'll be something else.
Essentially, Colin Burke here last night in this studio, he was confident. He said the government can move on to other matters now. We've had 4 weeks of discussion on the eviction ban. Do you think it can move on quite swiftly, given Saturday's lifting as well?
Well, you see, the eviction ban is one element of I'm only using the words our president has used, Micheál Martin himself has used in other contexts. Leo Varadkar have said that it's a social disaster, to paraphrase all of them, but certainly the president a year ago referred to it as a disaster. I, for my pleasurable reading this week and last, went through Housing for All again. That is their foundation document. Throughout, they state what they're going to do. A year into government, by the way, in 2021, they came around to having this plan. They've staked everything on building houses. That's not going to happen. The targets are not going to be met this year. But Leo Varadkar admitted that in an interview he did with me in December. But the document is also full of what one would have thought was intelligent political thinking. If you have a short time to deal with the housing crisis, there's talk about temporary measures to do with modular homes, to do with renovable, and none of that is going to happen.
Sharp criticisms there, Niall Blaney, Fianna Fáil, but in the short term, are you confident that your party can move on from this, or will it be the withering assessment that John Lee has laid out there for you in the short term?
I think we are moving on. I don't agree at all with John's assessment. Figures 2021, 2022 would show 50% increase in housing supply. If that's not moving on, I don't know what is.
But it was a 50% increase on nothing.
I didn't interrupt you, John, when you were talking there. The eviction ban, people talk as if the eviction ban is the solution here. It probably was a mistake to introduce it the first day, in my own humble opinion. The proposals by government at the moment, I think, are good ones. Anybody that wants to move out of the rental system and let the tenant take over, the council can come and move in and buy the house. There are solutions on the table to work there before.
I don't want to go through every argument over it that we have done over the last few weeks, but in a general sense, Padraig McLoughlin, is your party going to keep the pressure on this in the days and weeks ahead?
I mean, this is a disaster. We already have over 11,000 people who are homeless. We have 3,500 children growing up without a permanent roof over their head. And now we're going to add a huge number more. I mean, what planet is Niall Blaney living on? I mean, if you talk to Donegal County Council, Niall's home county, they have virtually no emergency accommodation. It is nigh impossible to find a house to rent in North Donegal, for example, indeed in much of the county. And, you know, we're being contacted by families, and that's all across every county, every city.
So you'd be keeping the pressure on Padraig McLaughlin?
Absolutely, because we are living in the real world. We are the TDs, we are the public representatives that are dealing with this on the ground, and we know what is happening, we know what is ahead of us in the days and weeks and months ahead.
I haven't seen a solution for me yet, Padraig.
Well, you must just not read anything that's put in front of you. Well, you must not read anything that's put in front of you. What we asked for was whenever this ban on evictions was introduced, you needed to have tenant in situ purchases. You needed to have vacant properties, a real emergency, roll up the sleeves approach. That didn't happen.
And the measures perhaps will be coming in place, Senator Blaney may argue, but Verona Murphy, an eviction ban, is it like making sweets free for children, in your opinion, as one of Senator Blaney's colleagues said yesterday?
It's a dreadful comment, and I'm going to address both Niall and Padraig on the basis of what I've been saying for 3 years. It's not been listened to. And what resonates with me here is where we were in the financial crisis. We had Paddy Neary, who went into a TV studio and said that our banks were capitalised about less than a week before we had the Troika come in. We now have a planning regulator writing to the editor of a national media outlet in answer to an article that Michael McDowell wrote. I mean, Michael McDowell made a speech in Shannadairn yesterday. We have a regulator who doesn't want housing built in rural Ireland. It's as simple as that. I have for 3 years asked Dara O'Brien as the housing minister to reduce the densities to make developments viable. We have a situation where the densities dictate apartment building, not just in Dublin where it may be viable or was before interest rates started to rise and the cuckoo funds left, but in Wexford. Not only is it not viable, but nobody wants to live in apartments.
And you made those points to Dara O'Brien in a recent reason.
That's the very reason that planning policy is the issue on housing
but on
delivery.
Barry Callan's comments, when you heard those, what were they indicative of you?
I didn't actually hear them at the time, but I've heard them since. Look, I can't even imagine what was in his mind to make that kind of analogy. I think the reality here is we're still talking about something that is past tense but is going to haunt them for the future. And I agree with John in that regard. I have a text on my message in tonight from a tenant who has been evicted, and she says 12 people in a small village in South County Wexford have received eviction notices tonight.
And briefly, John, Deputy Cann did go on the radio this morning, and basically he didn't apologise at all, in spite of being invited to do so by several times by my colleague Claire Byrne. Did he make matters worse?
I'm surprised at Barry. He you know, I deal with him a lot, as I do with a lot of politicians. I usually find him an emotionally intelligent man. It was a slip. It was not the appropriate forum for humour at all. This is a grim, grim disaster for families on a very personal level. So I'm surprised there. But it does indicate, and I'm not having a personal criticism of Barry here, it does indicate a large level of detachment by our political class in many cases. Certainly with coalition politicians. And that's why I'm very surprised at Barry. But I'm surprised at experienced politicians like Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar, that they did not look at this as a political, an existential political matter for them 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and say, can we get short-term measures here? Can we tackle this issue, like, much maligned by many in his own party, Enda Kenny did with the jobs crisis in 2011? He created a minister for jobs, an arch enemy of his politically, Richard Bruton. And after 4 years of that, he created 100,000 jobs. Now, I know creating jobs, the assistance of FDI, is different from building houses, but it can, you don't have to look into the misty past of Donough O'Malley or Charlie Haughey to see that things can be done when a government puts its whole will and power behind it. And this government hasn't. And Barry Cowan, frankly, displayed a detachment from the realities of people suffering here.
Niall Blaney, a TD, he is of 12 years standing. Did you expect him to make those remarks yesterday?
Well, I think he said today he didn't expect to make them himself.
He said he was reading from a script. There was a script evident in the video. So.
Well, I didn't read a script, Barry, but I was talking to him today. He said he apologised this morning to if he caused any hurt. I think he said that on air with Claire Byrne. But this isn't about Barry Cowan. This is about the issues. And you know, if we think we can deal with an eviction ban by simply looking at a ban, it's much more complicated than that. We have lost 50,000-odd renters or houses over the last years to rent. The supports we put in place are also, and planning to put in place, are also about those that are renting out houses. We need to ensure we have a package of houses at hand where people feel confident in the system, whereby they'll rent the house. It's about supply. At the moment, the ban is not helping that. It's actually made things worse.
And Padraig, briefly, Barry Cowan's remarks, what did you make of them?
Well, it shows another government politician that's out of touch with the people that they represent, that does not understand that because there were no social houses built for about a decade, families were pushed into the private rental sector. There's nothing to rent out there. So we're talking about working families here. We're talking about families who've done nothing wrong. They've paid their rent. They've looked after the property. They're at no fault whatsoever. And they will be asked to leave when there's nowhere to go. And the question I ask Niall, where are the 88 families who've been served a notice to quit in Donegal going to go? Where are the almost 5,000 families across the state who right now have a notice to quit going to go? Where are they going to go?
Well, I believe that the conditions are now in place for the council to move in and actually buy those houses and make them tenants. For me, that's a good policy. And I hope people like yourself and your councillors in Donegal will actively help those tenants in Donegal to attain those houses for themselves.
Verona Murphy, go on, Padraig.
I just want to ask the question. I mean, have you spoken to the senior management of Donegal County Council about the tenant in situ scheme and the challenges that they're facing from the Department of Housing?
Well, this is only a new scheme that has been announced. Padraig, the eviction ban is happening over the next number of months. It'll take them time to get it in place. There's an awful lot happening, despite what's been said here a few moments ago. I never seen more happening in the Department of Housing. I never seen more schemes introduced.
I can't understand it.
I think there's an awful lot of policy change. This minister introduced more schemes than the previous three ministers.
Yeah, but none of the schemes are working.
I was just going to say, I've never seen more schemes.
40% increase in homelessness.
There has been a 50% increase in housing supply from 2021 to 2022.
But Niall, you keep quoting that, but the point is that your targets were too low in the first place. I mean, Dara O'Brien yesterday went into the Shannon and said we've never built as many houses since 1970. Imagine we could build more houses 50 years ago than we can today. That's the issue. And I have given solutions. I cannot understand where we can't get guidelines with an SPPR, which is a specific planning policy requirement, to get the 70,000 grants of planning that are there with grants of planning to commence. And that's the issue. Somebody has to answer the question, why are they not commencing?
That's a small fraction of the issue.
Why aren't they building the 70,000
houses? Verona Murphy, obviously housing is a big issue going forward. But in terms of the what next here, John Lee in his column at the weekend saying that perhaps the government is on shaky terms, comparing it to 2019 and the motion of no confidence in Owen Murphy. But Leo Varadkar insistent the government is here to last the full term. Which horse are you backing, John Lee or Leo Varadkar? Will it last the full term?
thought out. My vote no in the confidence motion would be telling you that without me.
But in terms of duration,
I think this government is done. There's not a big idea between the three parties. I mean, we cannot get an answer to the question everybody is asking. Where are the people to go? Why have we 70,000 grants of planning that aren't commenced? How are we going to solve that issue? It's all about policy. And there isn't a policy coming forward that'll solve that problem. We have massive problems in health. I see it every day. Here's Wexford General Hospital. Can't join the dots. Wexford management in the hospital doing a fabulous job. We're now in a place where it burnt down. Restoration building is going on. There's a 97-bed proposal, new block to be built, and they can't go ahead with it now at the same time.